20th, Blessed Odino Barotti, Confessor, Third Order. Complete dedication to the works of charity and mercy is the keynote of the entire priestly life of the 14th century tertiary, Blessed Odino Barotti.
Born in 1324 at Fossano in Piedmont, Odino returned to his native city after his ordination to the priesthood, and for a time served as pastor of the Church of St. John the Baptist. From the beginning, he devoted himself completely to the care of his flock, hardly taking any rest, fasting rigorously at the same time, and giving to the poor almost every penny that he received. The Bishop of Turin, to which diocese Father Barotti belonged, found it necessary to warn him against overdoing it. "Keep at least enough of your income," the bishop counseled him, "so you can have a decent living." A few years later, the young priest was chosen provost of the collegiate church in Fossano. But in his humility, he resigned this office to become the chaplain of a pious confraternity. It was at this time that he became a member of the Third Order of St. Francis. He then converted his own house into a shelter for the homeless, and he was made director of the Guild of the Cross, an association whose members cared for the sick and for pilgrims. In this capacity, he succeeded in having a hospital built at Fossano for the sick, as well as a hospice for pilgrims. Father Barotti himself made many pilgrimages, especially to the churches of Rome and the shrine of Our Lady of Loreto. 4 years before his death, he yielded to the urgent request of the canons and once more accepted the post of provost or director of the collegiate chapter in Fossano, and with it the duties of a pastor. And when the city was visited by a plague in 1400, the holy pastor cared for the sick with such indefatigable zeal that he too was stricken by the disease and died a martyr of charity at the age of 76. Though he was honored as a saint after his death, it was not until 1808, 4 centuries later, that he was declared blessed. The feast of Blessed Odino Barotti is celebrated in the Diocese of Mondovi on July 21st, but it is not observed by any of the branches of the Franciscan Order. On the Three Divine Virtues. The three divine virtues of faith, hope, and charity, possessed in a high degree, were the reason why Blessed Odino became the hero of charity that he was. They must also be the firm foundation of our Christian life. A Christian life must proceed from God and must be directed to him. And the three virtues are called divine virtues because they proceed from God and tend towards him. They make it possible for us to arrive at the supernatural goal for which God has destined us, the beatific vision. For this purpose, our minds must be enlightened with a higher light through faith. Our efforts must be directed to higher things through hope. And to an extent, we must now already unite ourselves to the greatest good through charity, in order to derive strength and the higher life from him. The apostle, thinking of this present life in terms of eternal blessedness, says, "Now there remain faith, hope, charity, these three." 1 Corinthians 13:13. Do you esteem these virtues at their true value? Consider that these three divine virtues are implanted in the heart of every man in baptism. That is why they are called infused virtues. At first, they are apparently dormant in the child, just as the other faculties are. But they are a supernatural power implanted in the soul, and from them, Christian convictions and a Christian life must proceed in maturer years. If anyone from purely natural impulse, and many persons are thus inclined, is merciful or practices justice, preserves his purity, that would be only natural virtue and can never lead to supernatural everlasting bliss. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 15:13. From this, we can learn how necessary the divine virtues are. Consider that it is for us to derive the corresponding fruits and merits from these divine virtues. They are implanted in our hearts like a seed. If the seed is choked by mortal sin against any one of these virtues, God will restore it again along with sanctifying grace after the worthy reception of the sacrament of penance. But we must encourage the seed to sprout and grow. We must endeavor to learn from Christian doctrine what we must believe and hope and love. We must frequently make acts of these virtues so that they may be firmly established in us. Above all things else, we must endeavor to live in the light of these virtues. Our efforts and desires must be directed to the glorious goal which Christian hope proposes to us. And in order to arrive at it, we must accept with love what faith teaches us. Say to God, especially in trying circumstances, I believe in thee, I hope in thee. With all my heart, dear Lord, I love thee. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may be worthy to gain what thou dost promise. Make us to love what thou commandest, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Odino Barotti, pray for us.